Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, gardeners, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And it's gorgeous weather out right now compared to what we've been used to. High 70s into the 80s the past, I don't know, 10, 14 days. But right now it's nice out there, 65 degrees to get out in the garden this morning. Enjoy yourself for a bit. The next few days look great. Looking at the 70s for most of this week. One warmer day, but I'll take it, right? That heat has been something to deal with when you work outside or you've been outside for a good amount of time. But hey, it is summer, right? Summer, we expect that heat. So we're going to be here for the next 3 hours to try and figure out what we can be doing in the garden to enjoy ourselves out there, because we will be spending a lot more time this year, as we've all know. I do believe we have some more calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Quickly.
Sure.
One thing I want to mention, if you don't mind, that is thanks for your advice about irises, daffodils, and tulips. When I ended up fertilizing all of them with superphosphate, I've never seen so many flowers this year.
Perfect.
So something to keep in mind. That's what I'll be doing all summer long, is keeping them going and enriching their roots. The reason why I called is I'm trying to transplant an Annabelle.
Okay.
How do I go about doing that, if I may ask?
So right now might not be the best time to be doing it. Just with the summer, the heat, etc. I'd be a little bit nervous doing it. Just based on when you dig up something and you take out a root system like that, you are, it's susceptible to shock, and the heat adds to that. So that, it might not be the most beneficial thing for you. That being said, if, in the next few days where it's cooler temperatures, maybe, getting the hole ready right away where you're going to move it, watering the Annabelle the night before and maybe that morning to have it absorb extra water. When it does, the roots get dug, it has moisture into the plant. Also using like a biotone starter to help with that transplant shock would be something definitely good to do, making sure the new hole has compost, some good soil. That would be something to do. Try and get as big of a root ball as you can handle so that you're taking as much of the root system as possible.
Okay.
And trying to do it early in the day, so it's cooler, and maybe it's not, you know, sometimes when you do something where it's in the heat of the day, where it's nice and hot, it can actually shock it even quicker, right? Just the heat will dry it out a little bit more. You're looking to make sure that root ball has moisture in it. Prior, obviously, but when you move it, it's not very dry and the soil just breaks apart. So it's more of preparing for it, you know, getting it nice and wet, getting the areas ready to go, adding some of the biotone, adding some compost, something to that soil so that the transition from one place to another is seamless.
Okay.
And again, I definitely suggest doing something earlier in the day. So that the cool temperatures in the mornings will help it before it gets into the hot sun. And then really soak it in there once you've transplanted it into the soil. You know, so what I like to do when any time I'm planting any type of shrub or something that has a, you know, bigger root system, I fill the soil as much as I can around it, kind of compact it, then water it. I don't fill it all the way to the top with the soil, but I'll fill it as much as I can, compact it, because you'll notice it'll go down a bit. Once you water, the water will push some of that soil into any of those air pockets that the soil might not have gotten. You'll notice that the soil kind of falls a little bit. Then you add some more soil around it, water again to really get that deep soaking. And continue on with the deep soakings for the next 2-3 weeks in the mornings, just to make sure it gets established and it doesn't get shocked.
Okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
I may just wait till later in the year to do it.
And maybe
right now,
the fall might be not a bad time to do it, or early spring. I know, you know, sometimes those Annabelles can almost die back to the ground. You don't even know where they are. You know, just cooler temperatures is what you want when it comes to transplanting most anything. The hotter the it is, the more the plant will go through shock.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good. Okay, young man. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Bye-bye.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're spending a lot more time outside, so we're seeing that mosquitoes are around, and we know that mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Summit, responsible solutions. .com. Now, as we learned last week, they do have these mosquito bits as well. We talked with Summit last week, and they were just talking about how the mosquito bits are almost like that instant killer. So if you're seeing the larvae in there, that would be something to throw in first, and then get those dunks for that 30-day killer. If you will, we want to get that instant kill and then that slower kill to keep everything out. So if you're noticing that happening, something to think about, because it's happened to me in the past. I thought, let's just throw the mosquito dunk in there. I saw a larvae, but they all came out. I needed to go with the instant. But just something I learned last week a little bit, and I'm passing it on. I actually passed it on to a few people I work with. So just wanted to pass it on to you guys. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ted is in Rochester.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. My question is, I have a blueberry bush, which for about 8 years, I had good blooms and had about, maybe 2 quarts of blueberries from it.
Okay.
In the past 2 years, I've gotten no blooms and no blueberries.
Okay.
Is there any way to correct that?
Well, so one thing I would do right away is I would get a soil sample taken, see how acidic your soil is. Over time, it can go back to almost alkaline or neutral. to the soil aspect of it. You want very acidic soil to help produce. The other thing, have you been fertilizing at all?
No, I've been, I make my own mulch.
Okay.
You know, out of grass cuttings and leaves and so forth. And I mulch around the bush every year. But like I said, the last 2 years, it just went, it's like dormant. I get no blooms, and then therefore I don't get any fruit.
So I would be looking at adding something to the soil line along the lines of like berry tone from Espoma. Okay, that's perfect for any fruit like that. That would be a good one to put in the spring. You could be putting it down at this point too, to add a little bit to the soil. I'd also be looking at maybe using like a liquid fertilizer, like a you know, like a Neptune's Harvest or something along those lines to add to the soil to really bring it up, you know, help produce more to it. That would be a couple of things. Again, start with the pH test. That's going to be the biggest thing. What I want you to do, hang tight for me. So on the other side of the break, I can give you some more information of what to do. So I'm not just rushing it to give you that information. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can make maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ted, and for a number of years, he had some blueberries that produced, you know, quarts of blueberries. And this year, they haven't, the past 2 years, they haven't done much. So we talked about fertilizing, but the other thing I want to add to the mix for you here, Ted, is pruning these blueberries. Blueberries, sometimes when the canes get older than about 6 years old, they actually stop producing as much. So some pruning might be necessary for what you have. What I would look at doing is cutting it back by a third of the oldest canes. You'll be able to tell by how thick they are and how, you know, strong they are. Take a look at it. Basically, you're going to be able to see. Right now, you probably can't really see through the plant. The best time to be pruning it, to be honest, would be right at the end of winter, beginning of spring, to thin it out. I think you could do it now just to try and help it going forward. But if it was just sticks, just picture just the amount of sticks that are there and it's just everywhere. Then actually prune out a third of it and you'll be able to almost see through the plant itself.
Okay.
That's gonna help tremendously because it seems like you've had it for, you know, 6-8 years. Those first 6 years were very productive. And then what's happened is it's overrun with the older branches. And those older branches are just ready to just be there, right? They're not ready to produce anything for you.
Okay.
So that's going to be the other thing. What I would look to do is, maybe add some new blueberry bushes in there to help cross-pollinate with them. A lot of them are self-pollinating, but what they do is they do better when they have other varieties with them.
So maybe it's adding just another one more plant to it to help produce more fruit for next year when you've pruned on there. So I think that that has a lot to do with it. Again, make sure the acidity is low. So I would check the soil pH. Over time, it can, you know, get higher. If it's between like a 5.5 and a 6.5, you might notice a lot less flowers as well. So bringing the pH down with a soil acidifier would be the best way to do it, like an aluminum sulfate would be good. You could also add some sort of compost on the outside of the soil just to enrich the area, kind of mix it in a little bit. But I think with a combination of those three or four things, you might have some more success. But a lot of times the older wood on a blueberry will take away from some of the flowering. One final thought that could have happened is this spring we had a real warm-up, and then we had some cold weather.
Yes.
It would explain this year's lack of blossoms, but not last year's, right? Because last year, you know, we might have actually had the same type of thing. That could have something to do with where it warmed up early, then it got cold and we had some frosts, and then it warmed up and in between. So that could have part of it. But I think if you do a combination of what we've discussed, you're going to have some more success there.
All right. Now, the bush is like 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, I've always trimmed out all the dead wood.
That's perfect
to
do.
Should I drop the whole?
I would be thinning out some of the good branches as well.
Okay.
Honestly,
and bring
it down a bit by a third, but take
okay.
a look. You're going to see some branches that are thicker than others. If
yep.
you have one area that's just all thick branches like that, maybe cut a few of them off.
Okay.
Because the older stems on a blueberry don't produce as much or very little. You want some of the younger growth. It's usually like the first or second year growth. So by doing this, thinning it out, you might bring it down from 12 feet to like 8 feet. But it's thinning it out and being able to almost see through it's going to help in the next few years for you. And constantly each, like, early spring, end of winter, then you would just kind of thin it out a little bit each year, and that's going to help you tremendously.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ted, good
okay.
luck.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California has left two people dead, one of them the suspect who was killed by police. The suspect's name has not been released, but the assistant Pima County Sheriff Phil Johnston says of that suspect,
"We understand that he has a prior history with Walmart distribution center as an employee, but we don't know, that was not recent. It's been a while, it's been like a year and a half. So we don't know what his motive is at this point."
COVID-19 cases spiking in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada, all reaching record highs as of yesterday. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he regrets allowing bars there to reopen so early, saying he's surprised by how fast the virus is spreading again.
and you're listening to USA Radio News. A White House official says President Trump was not made aware of an intelligence report claiming that Russia offered the Taliban a bounty for every American it killed in Afghanistan. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying yesterday that neither Trump nor Vice President Pence were told about it. The New York Times reported Friday U.S. intelligence officials did conclude Russia made the offer as a peace deal with the Taliban was being sought by the U.S. and Afghan governments. Due to coronavirus, this year's Pride events for the LGBTQ community have been turned into virtual celebrations. Yesterday, on a 24-hour live stream called Global Pride, former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee this November, gave a message of hope.
The fight for LGBTQ equality is all of our fight. We have a responsibility to create a world where who you are or who you love is celebrated, not denigrated, embraced, not delegitimized.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ken is in New Hampshire.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a question about lawn care in this time of drought. We're in a
sure.
pretty strong drought here in central New Hampshire. And normally I would dethatch and aerate about this time of year. I'm just concerned with the amount of, you know, areas of the lawn that have gone dormant, tearing up the roots with the dethatching. What's your opinion?
Well, so I like to do the dethatching and aerating probably either in the spring or in the fall, to try and stay away from some of that, where some of the, you know, the roots are a little bit shallower when they're in drought and affecting it that way. What I'd be looking to do at this time would be adding some sort of additive to the lawns to help with drought. There's a product, I talked about it last week, called Hydratane that's out there in a liquid form and a granular form, adding to the soil to actually help reduce some of that drought stress. If you've got the drought under control, I could see no problem doing the aeration and the thatching, dethatching. You know, if you notice that it's something that really needs to be done, that's what I would do, is be adding something, watering it, getting that Hydratane, the additive to the soil to help with the drought resistance. So that you can do those things.
Okay, we're predicting for about an inch of rain and, you know, spotty showers over the next 3 days here. So maybe one.
Yeah, it's something where I think, you know, I've read a few different things at different times that certain areas are between 4 and 6 inches or maybe even 7 inches of rain behind. So, you know, that drought is really, really there. But the having an inch of water coming in the next few days with all the intermittent storms is definitely going to help. But look for something as an additive to the soil to keep it with drought, help with the drought to keep the moisture in there if you could as well. And then if you notice that it's successful, that's when I would do the aeration and dethatching. I mean, I would think maybe the aeration might not be a bad thing to do as it is, just to help thin out the, not make it as compact, especially right. During the drought time, the aeration would be fine to do. Maybe it's instead of, getting an aerator, maybe it's those aerator sandals walking around and just creating holes that way, or some of those areas that you notice a little bit heavier or harder, taking like a pitchfork and going in those areas, or maybe even using like that like a garden weasel that's almost like a little rototiller, but by hand.
Right.
Something like that versus renting an aerator where it's that heavier machine.
I actually have a toe behind for my tractor already.
So perfect. So, I would let the water hit it the next few days and then wait to the end of this week and do it, just so that it's not as hard. You might notice because the soil has been hard, and it's happened in my house where my backyard, the soil is just so hard from not getting a lot of rain that last week the backyard just had puddles everywhere because it just couldn't saturate the soil. So if you're noticing that, let the water absorb a little bit and then hit it.
Okay.
All righty?
Very good.
All right. Good luck, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we touched on this last week, and I was just talking a little bit with Ken in regards to it with this Hydratein product. It's a great product that you add to the soil in a granular or liquid form. And with watering, it actually helps keep the water into the soil. It can actually reduce watering by close to 50%, sometimes even more, depending upon the areas. But it's not just for your turf. It can be used for your containers. It can be used for your garden beds, etc. It has a wetting. What it does is it works in such a way that it pulls water from the air from everywhere to help moisten the soil. So it's a pretty good product. Now, if you're using the granular, you have to water it in. Where if you're using the water one, the liquid form, a lot of them were actually attached to a hose. So it's hose end that you spray over. It might actually say you need to water it afterwards just to be safe. But it's definitely a great little product to be adding to the soil in this time of drought. I had read earlier, we're between 6 and 8 inches of rain behind normal. It seems like every summer we say that. I don't know where they're getting their normal from, because as we adjust to a new normal with everything else, maybe the new normal with being in a drought will be part of it. But that being said, we need the moisture to be out there. We need to have our lawns, our gardens, so you don't have to water as much. You know, we talk about in the garden beds or your containers using a product like Soil Moist. You know, using just a pinch of it into the containers to help keep the containers growing during the hot summer months. That would be one of them. So that could be something to think about. You know, maybe a combination. You know, it is, the Hydrotain is a very safe product. It's not organic. It's not a certified organic, but it is basically food grade organic based products in it. Whereas the Soil Moist, it's just like what's in a baby's diaper when the baby's diaper is being used. Obviously, it absorbs and it gets bigger. Right. This is the same thing with the Soil Moist. These little granules, that you might think, I got to just put more in. Well, that's not the case. You'll have little volcanoes popping up in your garden or in your containers to be doing if you do too much. Follow the instructions when it comes to that. Now, as far as watering goes, I've talked about it a few times the past few weeks, and I tend to push this more than not, but I definitely highly recommend watering in mornings versus in the afternoon or evening time. It's something where if you were to water in the morning time, you can actually get a deeper soaking. You can get that deep soaking at night, but the soil will stay moist during the day, will dry out towards the end, and be good for the entire day. It doesn't invite pathogens in if you're doing it at night. It doesn't sit on the leaves. It doesn't sit on the plant. You're looking for that plant to dry out during the day, whereas if the water sits overnight, humidity hits it maybe, the plant will have a harder time and will actually start with some diseases or spots on the leaves. So definitely something to think about when you're watering. Look at how you're doing it. If you have a sprinkler system, try and do it in the mornings or, you know, late night, right? You know, 2, 3 a.m. and then maybe again at 6 a.m. So it's not going on completely during the day. You might need to spot water during the day. That's, you know, something that always happens. But I highly recommend doing morning, early morning type watering. Now, as far as watering goes, you know, how do you water? You know, it seems like a simple task, right? You know, I just put water in the plant and then it's fine, right? You know, I've watered, I just put water in it and then it bounces right back. Yes, but there's a little bit to it. You know, hanging baskets, for example. When a hanging basket is drooping or is dry, you could throw water in it, and then the water's just going to come right through, and then you're going to have to water again within a couple hours or quicker, you know, than that. So if you have something that is very dry, watering it once, then go around, water the other plants that you have, then go back and do it again. That second time of watering will actually absorb a little bit more into the plant, right? We want to make the water sit a little bit into the soil so it can get into the root system, help them grow deeper roots. On a lot of trees and shrubs that you've planted, even the existing ones, the established ones that have been there for years, using the hose and putting it on a trickle, just leaving the hose on the plant instead of, you know, sitting there with the nozzle, watering, moving to the next, and then to the next, and then to the next. Sometimes more established plants, you're trying to push their roots deeper. So if you can get that water in there slower, the roots will have a longer period of time to absorb the water. The roots will go a little bit deeper because they have some time to establish and can go further, which will help them be drought tolerant. So by doing a few of those things, you might actually not have to water as much later, especially in drought times. So making sure it's a longer watering is better. Just put the hose on a trickle. New shrubs and trees, leave it on a trickle. If it's a tree, maybe a half hour. Just let it sit there. You know, not right on the stem itself, just a little bit out. sit there, half hour, 45 minutes. Some smaller shrubs, 15, 20, 30 minutes. This would be the best way to really help it absorb that water. That's what we're looking to do. We don't want the water just to run off. And I brought up that example of the hanging basket. Now, if you have a hanging basket and it's dry, the water just goes right through. Just right through the pot, and it just drips just constantly. We don't want that. And that's why we want to go those slower waterings, the deeper waterings, to longer term. The other thing we don't want to do with our plants is have to constantly water them because they're flagging or they're drooping. The plant gets weak every time you do that, and if you don't keep up with the watering, it can actually be detrimental to the plant going forward. So getting ahead of watering is definitely something to do. And when you see a flagging plant, make sure you water it, and then continue to water it in the next few days so it stays established and doesn't get shocked even more and then inevitably perish. So just some thoughts on watering. Give us a call with any questions, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners who wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Al is in Burlington, Mass.
Al, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to know, did you go off the air on the Lowell station?
Shouldn't have. I know sometimes we have some issues here and there with the connection, but we should be there.
I mean, I tried last week, and I was at a loss because I've been listening to you guys or to your dad for years. And then last week when I didn't get you, I said, oh, what cow. And this morning, the same thing.
I'll have to check in with them. I know sometimes they have some issues with them. Were they even on this morning?
No, they weren't on. It was just music on it.
Yeah, we'll take a look and see after the day goes on, see what we can find out with them. But we should still be there.
That's the only station that I usually get your program, you know?
Yeah, in this area, no, I definitely know, and they're right in my backyard, so I would hope.
I know it. Okay, one other question that I have that I've been wanting to call you about is, I've had a grapevine that was going great, and then all of a sudden, when the grapes got to the full size, they started to shrink to the size of a BB, turning black. What is my problem?
So what have you done to the plant in the past couple of seasons, fertilizing? What has changed?
I've really done too much because everything was going good, and I think if it's going good, leave it alone.
Yep. So they kind of almost like shrivel up on
the
vine.
They shriveled up to a size of a BB and turned black from beautiful bunch of grapes. It was awful.
Are you seeing any spots on the leaves as well?
I haven't at the time, but I noticed at the very beginning of the season, the very first leaves were kind of, they had like a web or of some sort in there, and I knew there was a problem there.
Okay. So you might have something along the lines of what they call black rot of grapes. Mm-hmm. It's a fungus, okay? What you can be doing to that, there's some multiple sprays you can be doing. You can be spraying with like a copper fungicide. A liquid copper fungicide would be the most organic for it. You want to maybe thin out the vine a little bit to allow some of the airflow to go in it.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes, and right now it'd be is odd to say this, but if you know when it does rain and the water sits, and the humidity sits on there, it can actually cause this to cause the disease to just spread a little bit more. So that's why maybe thinning it out a little bit does help it. What I would do in early winter during the dormancy, basically cut it back. Okay. Take a few, look at it and say, these are the strong canes that I have from the past year's growth. And remove some of the other ones, and just get rid of them. Don't leave the leaves on the soil. Don't leave the branches on the soil. Get rid of as much as possible because it does live in the leaves, and then it goes into the soil, and then it creates that cycle. Okay.
Now, this past season, I've done just exactly what you said. I've spread it out, cleaned it out, pruned it quite a bit, and cleaned up all my leaves.
Yep.
And this year, the vine looks great. But all of a sudden, I noticed that some leaves had some brown spots on it.
So that's the thing, right? So that's that black spot, that black rot is still sitting there on the plant. So get rid of those leaves that you can, but also spray with like a copper fungicide, some sort of liquid disease control to really help get rid of that black spot. But get rid of the leaves as much as possible. Okay. I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there, and I'm headed to a break now, so I apologize. We'll look into the stations. We'll be back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.